B-Pod Studios.
The trailer for a new game called Gamer Girl leaked over the weekend on the internet, and there are plenty more questions than answers for this weird and kind of disturbing game. A kid spent $20,000 of his parents' money on Twitch streamers and donations without them knowing, and COD players are threatening to quit or retire if next year's CDL matches aren't moved from being online. All that and more next on The Breakdown. Welcome back to another week of the latest news in esports and video games. My name is Weirdbeard, and make sure you hit that subscribe button down below to stay up to date on the latest in the worlds of bleats and bloops. We're creeping up on that 1,700 subscriber mark, and you helping us get there would mean the world for just taking a second out of your day to help support this channel. Now, let's jump into the news. Gamer Girl trailer leaks onto internet is a giant yikes. On Friday, a trailer was quickly published and then deleted from the PlayStation Store. But within that short 5-minute window that it was live, it set the gamer internet on fire. Titled Gamer Girl, this new FMV, or full motion video game, is going to be focusing on following the life of a popular streamer's chat moderator and personal contact. And if the trailer is anything else, it's for sure yikes, with a capital, well, everything.
Make sure he's okay.
Interactive, the publisher behind FMV games like The Complex and Late Shift, will be releasing the game on PC, Switch, PS4, and Xbox One in September. And the trailer alone should tell you enough of why people are more than a little skeeved out on this one. The micromanagement elements of the game will involve managing comments, rewarding or banning Abby's, that's the gamer girl main character, stream character person, their community members based on their comments, and the better you do, the more moderator abilities you can unlock. So it seems like this game will have two goals. Help Abby succeed and keep her safe. You can also influence what kind of stream she does or, I don't know, encourage drama on the stream that may get her more viewers. Like, overall though, it's just gross. It feels like it's commodifying women being preyed on and turning saving women into a game which, again, feels hella gross. But I guess the bigger question is, how does watching that video make you feel? Leave a comment below and we can argue about which is the worst take when it comes to all of this. Kid gave $20,000 of his parents' money to Twitch streamers. A teenage Twitch fan is in deep poop after spending $20,000 on donations and subscriptions to his favorite Twitch streamers without the cardholder's knowledge. According to their parent, who posted a worried plea on the official Twitch subreddit, their minor child spent almost $20,000 using a debit card on subscriptions and donations, clearing out my bank account without my knowledge or permission. Years of savings gone in 17 days. The big bummer out of all of this is that Twitch itself is not usually responsible for one of donations, only subscriptions and bits. So heading to Twitch may not be this parent's first source of making this work. It's going to be a long road full of dealing with a lot of people in suits, and that's all to just try and recover some of the $20,000, let alone all of it. The conversation really should also be turned to just how a minor child is able to spend that much money without something being flagged somewhere by somebody. I feel a little lost here in knowing who to blame, whether it's the kid, the parents, or the service that allowed him to essentially set piles of cash on fire. Some blame is there to go around for everybody, but I really think it's got to come down on the parents and maybe a little on the banking institution itself. I've experienced my debit card being flagged multiple times for running it back-to-back at a gas station when I forgot to buy something the first time. So how this person was able to unexpectedly spend that much money without anything being flagged is wild to me. This isn't the first time we've seen an account of a minor charging huge sums of money to a parent's debit or credit card and doing it through Twitch or a Twitch-affiliated platform. Will we see any changes coming in the future soon? Twitch has to be noticing a trend in these happening more and more, so I would expect an answer, hopefully, sometime in the near future. COD pros threaten to quit or retire if 2021 is online tournaments. The Dallas Empire swept the Paris Legion for their third Call of Duty League home series title, so to an outside observer, it would seem like things are rolling along just fine in the CDL world. However, if you were to take a peek behind the curtains, it seems like there's plenty on fire. COD Pro's leaving has become a much more regular occurrence in the age of COVID, but with the latest volley sent by star player Slasher, it seems to be something bigger. While Slasher and his Optic teammates are among some of the most successful or individually talented players COD Esports has ever seen, this season has been a tough one for them, and the switch from LAN to online play doesn't seem to have helped at all. It appears now that Slasher has had enough, and shortly after the team's loss to the Florida Mutineers at CDL London in the early hours of July 9th, he vented his frustrations with the current climate of the CDL. Barring a miracle, the league will more than likely be online next year. I have a lot to think about, more than likely we'll take time off. I will not put myself through this anymore. We suffer because their Central South servers can't work properly. This all happened because during their game, one of their players lagged out mid-match and cost them the entire match and therefore tournament. And Slasher was so fired up about it, not only did he send that tweet, but then he jumped on his stream a short while later and said this.
I will heavily consider retiring probably not forever, but until LAN comes back if next year's online. I can't put myself through this anymore. I can't continue to play, 10 hours a day to not even have a fair chance to, showcase my talent. It's one thing if, you give it your all and you lose and you just weren't good enough, but it's another thing if you don't even get a chance to give it your all.
This has been the biggest issue pros have had with the online move by CDL. While some esports like Overwatch have adjusted and made do, and CSGO recently announcing the move to online for ESL 2021, it seems like online tournaments will be the solution that the gaming world embraces. How will the pros of CDL respond? If they keep retiring at the rate they are going now, there will be no pros to fill the newly announced rosters for the expansion teams come this time next year. So CDL has got to take their fingers out of their ears sometime soon if they hope to not have a mutiny on their hands. That's it for the news today, and we've got a wild week of news ahead for you. Have a tip on a news story you want us to cover? Hit us up on Twitter at CheckpointXP. We've got some bangers coming out this week, and it's going to be a good, good time. My name's Weirdbeard, and I've never been more disappointed by a Nintendo Direct Mini than I was this morning. 5 games, though?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.